Hello, my name is Roberto, and I'll be your rewind guide throughout this amazing tour, which should last 1 to 1.5 hours. A few useful tips before we start. Please note that all the commentaries are 100% audio, nothing to read. Visit with the phone in your pocket. All the commentaries and directions trigger automatically at the right place and time. In the mood for shopping or a small craving during the tour? No problem. Simply press the pause button and resume the visit when you're ready. For your own security, please keep an eye on the immediate surroundings, especially when crossing a street. Ready? Let's start. As you're about to discover, Lyon had a very special relationship with the French Resistance. Lyon was even nicknamed the capital of the Resistance by Charles de Gaulle himself, who visited Lyon in 1944 after the city was liberated. A few years later, when de Gaulle was president of France, he awarded Lyon the prestigious Cross of the Legion of Honor for, in his words, the leading role it played in the French Resistance. But before we get started, let's rewind to the year 1939 for some context. On September 1st of that same year, Hitler invaded Poland. 2 days later, France and England declared war on Germany, breaking the promise the two countries had made after World War I to never go down that road again. For almost a year, the French army waited behind the Maginot Line during what became known as the Phony War, or a war without any real fighting. But on May 10, 1940, everything changed when Germany invaded Belgium, the Netherlands, and northern France. Millions of French people fled to the south of France. In mid-June, the government moved from Paris to Bordeaux, and Paul Reynaud, the president of the council, resigned. He was replaced by World War I hero Marshal Pétain. Pétain immediately decided to put an end to the fighting. On June 17, he addressed the nation over the radio. "It is with a heavy heart that I must announce that the battle is over. I spoke to the enemy last night and surrendered." The armistice was signed on June 22, 1940. France was subsequently divided into two parts, the German-occupied zone in the north and the zone libre, or free zone, in the south. The city of Vichy was chosen for the new government of this free zone. Like their country, the French people themselves were also divided. You see, Marshal Pétain was a controversial figure. His Under-Secretary of State for War resigned and left for London, where he requested the help of British Prime Minister Winston Churchill to continue the fight against the Germans. This man, a newly promoted general who was unknown to the French people at the time, was none other than Charles de Gaulle. On June 18th, or just a day after the armistice was signed, de Gaulle delivered his famous appeal over British radio, imploring the French to reject Pétain's armistice and continue fighting. This radio transmission is considered the founding moment of the French Resistance. In fact, it was de Gaulle who went on to become the official leader of the resistance movement. Starting in 1940, tens of thousands of people joined the resistance. By 1944, the movement counted around 400,000 members. If we add the sympathizers, who were willing to take minor risks, around 2% of the entire French population played a part in the resistance. Not everyone, however, carried out major acts of resistance. Some made small symbolic gestures, including on the very street where you're standing. One night in 1940, the signs were changed from Rue du Bas d'Argent to Rue des Alliés, or Allies Street. It's time we head out and discover the Lyon of the resistance. While facing the Société Générale, take Rue du Bas d'Argent behind you. Then go left, on Rue du Garay, and stop at number 7.